I'm Steve Ashley, and welcome to a special half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, featuring the dual-purpose Compton in the O2 Guildhall, Southampton. Today, I'm interrupting my journey through the music of the 1940s to help promote a concert on that Compton this weekend. Before I get into any concert details, though, I'll play today's opener, George Blackmore, an acute rhythm ballad from 1925, Cecilia. George Blackmore, and a 1960s recording on the Compton of the Guildhall, Southampton. In 1934, the decision was made to incorporate an organ in the Guildhall that could perform both styles of repertoire, that is, traditional concert transcriptions and compositions, along with the then current theatre and cinema music. To control the dual-purpose pipework, the John Compton Organ Company of Acton, London, built two impressive four-manual walnut consoles, which shared the majority of the voices, but which each controlled a few of their own. One of the finest exponents of this instrument, well-versed in classical and theatre styles, was Reginald Porter Brown, who regrettably only made one specially recorded commercial LP on the Compton, which was released in 1973. Here's Reg with a theme from the Godfather films, playing the theatre console, Somewhere My Love, also known as Lara's Theme.
Thank you.
The Guildhall Compton is unusual in that it has two large-scale 32-foot ranks of pipes, which produce a very low sound that you feel through your body rather than hear. And if you've not experienced this, it's a strange but wonderful sensation. It also has Compton's early electrostatic tone generator, the Mellotone, which adds a number of quite ethereal sounds to the instrument. In all, the organ is one of the finest and most versatile in the United Kingdom, but unfortunately very few recordings of it have been made. In 1993, Arnold Loxham released the CD on the OS Digital label, and even with the cavernous acoustics in the large hall, recorded this quickstep medley of I Ain't Got Nobody and I'm Sitting on Top of the World. To Reginald Porter Brown, who was born in Barnsley, Yorkshire, but who was for many years the organist in residence at the Forum, Southampton, which also had a Compton with a Mellotone unit. As it happened, the Forum was also across the street from the Guildhall, so Reg had playing duties at both venues, and in the 1960s and 70s broadcast the Guildhall Compton for the BBC's Light programme. Again, from that 1973 long player, this is the 1891 novelty by Ethelbert Nevin, Narcissus. Like all of these magnificent instruments, they fall into disrepair if not played and maintained. And that's exactly what happened to the Guildhall Compton, until in 2007 the management committed to its partial refurbishment in order to keep it playing. Since then, HWS Associates, under the leadership of Peter Hammond, have brought the organ back to life, have promoted concerts to keep it in the public eye, and released a CD of this coming Sunday's artist, the internationally acclaimed Richard Hills. Richard is, of course, one of the few current artists in the world equally at home on concert and theatre instruments, so the show promises to be varied and entertaining. From his Guildhall CD, this is Katyusha, part of a suite by theatre organist Frederick Curzon called In Malaga. Katyusha, part of Frederick Curzon's In Malaga suite, played by Richard Hills on the Compton of the Guildhall, Southampton. If you'd like to hear this talented artist in person, Richard's concert is at 7:30pm this Sunday, 29th of October 2016, and all tickets are priced under £10, plus the usual booking fee, of course, and are available from the O2 Guildhall's box office in advance or on the day. Here's another track from that Richard Hill CD, taken from a longer medley of music from Ivor Novello's The Dancing Years, which will take me to the closing announcements.
Thank you.
Four pieces from Ivan Novello and Christopher Hassell's The Dancing Years, Lorelei, Waltz of My Heart, Uniform, and I Can Give You the Starlight. I wish I could have played the entire selection from that delightful medley, but time just wasn't on my side. To recap, Richard Hills is playing an evening concert on the dual console Compton in the O2 Guildhall, Southampton, this Sunday, October 29th at 7:30 p.m. And don't forget to set back your clocks on Saturday evening, or you'll arrive there an hour early. Your support will help to keep this great instrument playing in situ for the next generations. I wish I could be there, but I'm just a bit too far away. I'll be back next week with that half hour of music from 1945 that should have aired this week. In the meantime, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off. Bye for now.